It wouldn't be too long till you were striking that stump down here that you left, the root part that you left in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Strike it with your plow, you know, if you got the...
And
most farmers, each year after he broke his land, he cleared his new land, he would plow it shallow. And each year he would try to get about an inch deeper.
Break up the roots and
mix the soil better, don't you know? And we used to subsoil some.
What is subsoil?
We take our turn plow and breaking our land. Had one horse plows is what we had to break it with. Seven or eight inch plow. And then we'd take a bull tongue scooter that I mentioned to you the other day, that long scooter, and put on a Georgia ratchet stock. And this pony would go right down the furrow where that turn plow had gone ahead and turn the soil, you see. And that scooter would go down in there about 5 or 6 inches down there, and that's what we call subsoiling.
Wow, so you brought the bottom soil up.
And your crops could root much better. Had softer soil to go in because it was hard and packed underneath there, you know. And it was
quite an improvement.
You could tell the difference in the field that you subsoiled and the field that you didn't.
Well, the crops grow better?
And your corn didn't fire as bad because it could root down deeper. And
do you mean sunburn
up to the ear on the stalk, maybe higher if the weather was too dry and hot. Why, it would
burn.
But if you would subsoil, we found out that was better. But after a few years, my father was able to buy him a 12-inch John Deere turning plow. We'd hook two horses to it, and he would put what they call a rolling cutter right on the front of the beam. And his old horses went down through there, and he put a big heavy weight right on the end of that beam right at the end to help hold it down. That would cut everything, all the corn stalks and everything, and you just turn everything right on over and just put a chain from out on it too. Back down here with a heavy weight on it in the furrow. And then anchor that back up here to the right hand.
Plow hound.
And that would just drag there, and if you were turning those weeds, it would just pull them right on over in that furrow. Hold them down in there, you cover everything up, everything went in the ground.
Wow, that's great. There's a lot of difference between, you know, when you had a regular tractor to ride on and had to do it by, by the old back method.
Now, my neighbor down there, when he comes down to fix the soil, ground to plant. He's got a good tractor
and a cutting disc that he uses
to cut everything all to pieces. And then when he gets through with that,
sometimes he takes
his drove disc and levels it good, because that cutting disc doesn't level it too good, but it's cutting everything up at the ears there. And then he takes his drove disc and levels that. Then he has two 16-inch bottom plows, turning plows for his tractor. And he can turn some of the prettiest soil you ever seen. Now, boy, he just lay it over there just as pretty as you've ever seen. Then he gets on it with his drove disc, and he cuts it all to pieces then. Levels it down good, and then he's ready to go to laying off and planting.